Today's show has a little bit of adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we pick a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can listen. Today, we're going to be listening to Alien Familiar RPG Podcast. So that would be my first thing. Like, if somebody said, I'm listening to a show called Alien Familiar, what do you think it's about? I would think it was about, I don't know, aliens. But it turns out RPG is more about role-play gaming, because their description says, a podcast that gives heuristics. That's a big 50-cent word right there. Heuristics-driven advice on tabletop role-playing gaming. Their website is alienfamiliar.com. And before we get to the review, one quick little reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we're listening to episode 0101, I guess.
So a couple of things to figure out before we start.
It's an interesting way to start a podcast.
What is the name of your ship? It's the type of ship you all have. Pass it around.
So, do we all know each other already?
Yes.
Okay. You are an established crew. For how long you guys have been a crew is up to you.
Okay.
Your ship is one of these babies.
A Millennium Falcon?
I'm not making this up.
Together.
Cool.
The Millennium Falcon is really important to me, Laura.
I mean, that's what it is.
I know it is, but it's really important to me.
This is your ship.
Okay, cool.
It's hard to make me speechless. Wow, okay. No, like, here's what the... Because think about this. With a... And it does say on their website, a one-shot run of Star Wars run in the Sega edition, a session titled Greeds and Greedos. This recording is from several months ago when we first decided we were going to do a podcast. Okay, but that doesn't excuse the fact that you're missing the first minute to 2 minutes you have to grab somebody's attention and hold them. And I don't get it. But think about this. You could explain what you're doing. You could say, hey, today we're going to be playing Star Wars. And let me go with something that I know. All right, let's go back in the day. I could say, today we're going to play Monopoly. And it's played on this square board with all these different squares on them. Each represent a property. The goal of the game is to buy the property. Then you charge rent when people land on it. And it actually comes with these little pieces. They're actually made out of metal. One's a little hat. So you start to develop the theater of the mind, because I don't know what Star Wars looks like. And I mean, I know what the Millennium Falcon looks like. I'm not a complete Star Wars noob, but and also explain to people what you're going to do. Explain what the game is so that when you're listening to somebody play and they get, I don't know, they roll doubles. Is that a good thing or not? I just can't believe. And then the audio quality is not great. Sounds like you got one microphone in the middle of a table. I realize sometimes you're on a budget. That's all you can do. And if that's all you're going to do, that's fine. Just realize it doesn't sound great. Is it listenable? Kind of. But, yeah. And I don't get alien familiar. There is no, I'm going into kind of a podcast review show. There's no about page on their website. So in general, this needs, you know, I'm going to do something I normally don't do. I'm going to download the episode before this. Let's see what they sound like today. And it goes a little something like this. That's a little more like it. Now we're talking. Maybe a little voiceover about now.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Alien Familiar Podcast.
All right.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Haley.
I'm KD.
I'm Lenina.
KP.
I'm Nina.
Much
and
better.
Before we get started, I just want to remind everyone, all of our listeners, that you can find our show notes and more at alienfamiliar.com. You can email us at alienfamiliarmedia@gmail.com. Much better.
Obviously, this is a bunch of friends having fun.
And today's topic, we are going to be talking about romance in role-playing games.
Awesome. Let me know where we're going.
How it can be done well, ways in which it has not been done well. Going to open it up if anybody else wants to go first.
I have very strong opinions about this, but I don't know
Of course.
I go from 0 to 100 on any topic, but nothing in between. But when it comes to romance in games, I think one of the most important things is to talk with the person involved on the other side of the romance, whether that's an NPC, talk to the DM about it, or if it's another player, you should talk to them. A fault that I have not done in the past, which I will be doing in the future.
Okay, apparently they're podcasting from the forest with all the birds in the background, but I realize, look, birds are like cats. You're not going to tell them to be quiet. I guess my only question is, when you have episodes like episode 11, why would you put out that other episode? I would just re-record it and go, look, we're going to do this again. And because, again, this is the latest episode that's in your feed, that horrible thing, in my opinion, again, remember, it's just an opinion, is going to be somebody's first impression. And as the old saying goes, you only get to make one of those once. And it might be a case where, I know sometimes we have a schedule and you're like, no, I always publish on Tuesdays. I would rather get a good show late on Wednesday than a piece of caca show on time on Tuesday, if that's your day that you put out or whatever, things like that. So if you want to check them out, I'll have links out at podcastrodeoshow.com. If you would like to cut in line and say, hey, I'd like my show to be in the hopper, shall we say, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you can get this basic opinion review for $5. There are other options there as well. I do a show called the Podcast Review Show with Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach. And there are different varieties of that you can do, including one where you come on live with us. So it's almost like live coaching. Check it out at podcastrodeoshow.com. That's going to do it for this episode. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, reminding you to enjoy your ride.